Journalists in Egypt are shaken after last weekend's raid of one of the last independent news outlets, Mada Masr. Security forces arrested editor Shadi Zalah, along with three other journalists. Officers also confiscated cell phones and laptops. The journalists have all been released, but this is the latest in a series of crackdowns on press freedom and civil society in Egypt. Joining me now to talk more about all of this is Justin Shalad, senior Middle East and North Africa researcher for the Committee to Protect Journalists. He's been following this story. Hello, Justin.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about what happened to these journalists over the weekend.
So I think what happened is that it started with Shadi's detention, and then the following day on Sunday, the Egyptian police came to Mada Masr's office, held the staff there for a period of time, including Lina Atala, Rahm Amdouh, and Mohamed Hamama, as well as two journalists from France 24 who were there to interview Lina about Shadi's arrest. And and then they also, I think, had detained at the offices an American and a British staffer for the website as well. Lina, Rana, and Mohamed were taken to the Do'i police station and then started to be driven somewhere else. But then, as far as we know, the police truck turned around, went back, and then they were released a few hours later.
Okay. I want to get to maybe some reasons why that happened, but we should mention you used to work with the editor-in-chief of Mada Masr when you both were at the Egypt Independent. And let's talk a little bit more about the publication. It's being called one of the last independent media outlets in Egypt. Can you tell us more about it and why perhaps it would be a target?
Sure, absolutely. Mada does the type of independent and really very dogged reporting that is increasingly hard to come by in Egypt. Don't get me wrong, there are many, many talented journalists in the country who are doing that kind of work, but they do very in-depth investigative reporting, and they do a lot of it on topics that the Egyptian government would certainly find embarrassing. I think that they're significant because they publish in both English and Arabic, and they're, I think, for both Egyptian and international audiences, they are one of the few remaining sources of news on the government politics of Egypt, on the economy, and on other sensitive issues that most other local outlets can't really cover.
You mentioned those sensitive issues. Last week, Mada Masr published a major story about Mahmoud al-Sisi, President al-Sisi's son and a senior official in the Egyptian intelligence service. And many have been speculating that the raid this weekend was retribution for that article. Can you tell us what they reported and why it might have upset the government?
The reporting was that Mahmoud al-Sisi was being reassigned to military intelligence delegation to Moscow after previously having served a senior post for the General Intelligence Services in Egypt. According to Mada Masr's reporting, this reassignment happened after there have been increasing concerns within senior levels of government over Mahmoud al-Sisi's response to the protests that had briefly broken out in September, and also in response to concerns that he was, ironically, not properly controlling the media and media narrative in Egypt.
What's the status of Mada Masr right now? You mentioned that the journalists who were detained are now free, but do we have any sense of whether the raid has hindered their ability to keep reporting?
It's important to note that Mada Masr has been operating under a fair amount of pressure from the authorities for a while now. Starting in 2017, the Egyptian authorities started blocking websites, including news websites en masse, which previously, even by their own standards, they had not gone that far in terms of repressing the free press. But the last that we learned of today is that state-run Al Haram newspaper quoted an official saying that, from prosecution, I believe, saying that they were accusing Mada Masr of being founded by, quote, members of the banned Muslim Brotherhood. So it's unclear what the status of the case is against them. Needless to say, it's not a situation where anyone is in the clear yet. And given the current press freedom environment in Egypt, I don't think that you can say the same for any independent journalist there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about what's next. And is there anything the U.S. or any other country could be doing about it?
I think that the most important thing right now for the U.S., for the international community at large, is to raise their voices very loudly about this situation. the Egyptian authorities have gotten very skilled at spinning everything into a narrative of security. And really, this started under the language of counterterrorism. And I think that so long as the U.S., so long as other countries and the international community at large turns a blind eye because they don't want to jeopardize security ties or they don't want to be seen as soft on terror, then you're going to see this crackdown continue. Mm. So the more that the U.S. and the international community can raise their voices very loudly, then the more I think we'll potentially see an impact here.
That's Justin Chalad, Senior Middle East and North Africa Researcher for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Justin, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you. My pleasure.